And a good morning, Heather Baker, from live from the Big Buck Classic here at Martin Coliseum.
You sounded just like Justin doing Randy. Good morning to Heather Baker here. She's competitive.
Competitive. How are you doing, Heather? Good morning.
Well, I'm doing good. Y'all are at the most happening place, so handling all those snakes. Woo! But I love the Big Buck Classic. I've gone there for years, you know, because I created the magazine Arkansas Wild back in 2000, and we used to do so much stuff with them. But there's a ton of, you know, I heard y'all say there's stuff for everybody there. But I love all the kids stuff. I was just talking to RJ before he came in and said, that's where you would find me, over the kids section, or with the fish and not with the snakes. That's why I'd be hanging out.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. And and Heather, you might want to do something with your phone a little bit where it's a little bit louder for some reason. We haven't mentioned the fish. That is a part of this thing, to where if you're not into the snakes and the deer, if you're a fisherman, a fisherwoman, either one, you have that over here. But this has been going on, as you know, Heather. Anybody that does an event for 30-plus years, that's impressive. And this is year 31 and 32, so Tommy's really done a great job.
Yeah, they actually started it to recognize all the white-tailed deer found in Arkansas. That's why they started the Big Buck Classic. And now look how much it's expanded. And they've got fishing, the kids stuff, the snakes and everything.
Well, tell us what else is happening. And first of all, how are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you healthy?
I'm feeling a little bit better. You know, I had a bacterial infection, and then they thought I had COVID, and then I got another bacterial infection. So I'm actually the last two days up and around. So I'm just glad to feel normal again. I mean, I feel so bad for everyone because so many people have been sick. It's just, I'm ready for it to be, normal.
Yes. Well, in addition to Big Buck, real quick, tell us what's happening around the state that we need to be aware of this weekend.
Well, it will be cold, but the Argentina is going to have their art walk with Barry Thomas, and that's going to be tonight at 5 o'clock. So if you love local art, you can grab a bite to eat at some of the great restaurants down in Argentina and check out the art. Y'all are already talking about the Big Buck Classic. We've got Saturday three appearances by Kevin Cox, and he was with the San Diego Paint. So he's going to be at Majestic Park in Hot Springs at 1 o'clock, the former Arkansas Razorback baseball player. You can check that out. And that is actually free. Saturday, we also have the Rock Street Market. It's going to be going on from 5 to 9, and this is going to be a big block party going on at 500 Rock Street in Little Rock. So they're going to have food, they're going to have music, and art stuff, shopping, community stuff. So that'll be going on from 5 to 9 on Saturday. We have Prohibition going on, and that's just a great benefit in Hot Springs for JA. Oh, and it's so much fun, and it'll be a gambling experience and a day left in the 20s. So you get dressed up and from like 1922. And then they're going to, you know, just gamble the night away there. So the tickets are still available. They're $75. It is the Eagle Awareness Weekend at Petty James State Park at Morrilton. So they're going to have live bird prey presentations. And if you've not been to Petty James lately, it is personally my favorite state park. They have that amazing new visitor center there. And it's just spectacular, from the waterfalls to get out to sea. But they'll have this Eagle Awareness Weekend going on, and of course we're going to have all the lineups from all around the state, all the music, everything. If you want to stay indoors, we'll have all of that, and I'll send that over to RJ and you can get it up on the Buzz website.
You know, it's even on a cold weekend like this, you know, you can still get out. You mentioned Kevin Copp's been over in Hot Springs. We mentioned that yesterday. Mm-hmm. How cool is it if you're a kid to get a chance to meet really the Darren McFadden of Razorback baseball?
Yeah, how about that? Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they're making him a statue.
Is that right? Well, what he did is certainly unique enough.
If you'd have told me back in the day, I could have gone and saw whomever.
That's right. That's right.
At a camp. All over it. Amazing. I would encourage any parent out there who has a child who loves baseball, softball, whatever, take advantage of that, because those opportunities don't come around.
That's right. He's a major leaguer right now. He's right on the Padres.
And it's right on the heels of his Golden Spikes you know, award-winning year. So I would certainly try to take advantage of that if you could.
The other thing, guys, you mentioned was the art walk in North Little Rock. So that guy, for those who don't know, his name is Barry Thomas.
Roger, Barry Thomas.
Do you recall me mentioning Barry Thomas? Well, Barry was a teammate of mine, a Razorback football teammate. He decides, I think it's a freshman year, he goes up to Coach Holmes as a coach. I think I'm done with football. He said, I want to pursue an art career. So Coach Holmes supports him, said, go for it, Barry. And so I think Barry either goes to the Disney School of Art. I don't know what he did. But anyway, he goes out to the West Coast. And now he is a, you know, nationally known, internationally known painter or artist, rather.
Really impressive,
Heather. He's down there. He's got a studio there. And he's a great guy. But, so even though it's going to be a fun weekend, Heather, we always appreciate you jumping on with us, especially when you've been fighting through your sickness.
Yeah, fine. She's a fine.
Well, I wouldn't miss it for anything. I have to sit there and listen to y'all play those things. And that song Roger came up with was the best. He's the best. Roger, that's why you're
going
to make the cover of Amp is for all your songs.
Whoa.
There you go. We're going to have to get you on there.
Yeah, you know what?
Shirtless.
Yeah, she didn't say Justin Moore on the cover. She said Roger Scott on the cover.
Justin's getting a calendar. AY calendar on that. Well, hopefully somebody heard some of that song, and they'll come back, and they'll sing it and win some money. But thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Heather. AY Magazine and Amp Magazine. Check it out. It's outstanding. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have fun.